with the video feed.
弟兄姊妹们, 对, 我们需要有一个道歉, 对, 因为刚才网络啊, 有一点问题, 所以这个视频就中断了, 一开始的时候没有这个屏幕。
But I trust, you know, the Lord is definitely in control of our meeting, and the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to us even through these, you know, temporary inconveniences.
但是我们相信我们主仍然掌权, 圣灵仍然可以借着我们来对大家的心来说话。
So we trust the Lord to continue to do His work in His way.
我们相信我们来信靠主继续做他自己要做的工作。
And so going back to what I was sharing on was on the topic of the need for me and for us to fully surrender ourselves to the Lord in this new.
我们来继续我们的交通, 就是今天的题目, 就是我们需要在主面前有完全的降服。
And I briefly explained the reason why we should surrender is there's many reasons.
我刚刚就提到那个为什么要降服的原因。
So we know as believers that we have already been born into His kingdom, that He is our King.
我们信主之后，我们就被生在神的国度里面，我们的神是我们的君王。
And in order for us to mature from a child into a son, we have to surrender to the Lord.
我们需要从孩童成长为一个成熟的儿子，这个过程里面，我们就需要降服。
And so then the question ends up being, you know, how much should I surrender?
下面一个问题就是我们需要降服到什么程度呢？
The Lord reminds us that, you know, I need to surrender my all.
主在灵在我里面提醒我说，我们需要完全的降服。
Not 99% or 99.9%, but my all, 100%.
不是99.9%的降服，而是100%的降服。
Only when I fully surrender, can the Lord then accomplish His purpose in me.
只有当我们在主面前完全降服的时候，那么主的目的、主的旨意在我们身上才能够成就。
And this aspect of fully surrender is something that we do, you know, in our daily actions. So it's something we do step by step.
关于这个完全降服的这个事情的话呢，我们需要在生活中间天天来操练的。
You know, as we take a step, we place our full weight upon the leg, and in a sense, we are falling forward, and it's the other leg that breaks our fall.
我们举个例子来讲的话，就是如果你在走路的时候，你把你的重量都放在一只脚上面的话呢，你很可能就会摔倒。
And we see this is very evident in little children when they're learning to walk. They kind of stumble, but they somehow get it.
我们从小孩子、小小孩他们在学习走路的过程中间，我们就能看见这个过程。
The same way the Lord wants us to fully surrender in every step that we take, step by step.
我们的主就是要我们在属灵上面也学习这样一步一步的走，在这过程里面完全的降服。
And so it's in our daily living and in every circumstance, we ought to fully surrender to the Lord.
在我们每天的生活中间，在每一个环境里面，我们都要学习做完全的降服。
So then we ask the question, how can I fully surrender?
下面那个问题就是说，我们怎么样能够完全的降服呢？
I think the first and foremost thing concerning that, we need to realize what Christ has already done for us first.
第一点也是最重要的一点，我们需要来意识到主为我们所成就的。
We know that the Lord Jesus Christ, He fully surrendered to the Father.
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督，他在父的面前就是完全降服的。
He is our perfect standard, the perfect example of one who has fully surrendered.
他是那个完美的标准，也是那个完全的榜样。
Upon His merit and upon His basis, we too can surrender.
我们是根据主耶稣的美德性情，还有主耶稣所我们成就的根基，我们就可以降服。
And as I mentioned, it's a condition where we do it in a very active manner.
这个学习是我们需要来积极主动的来学习的。
We are to actively remain passive or actively surrender to our Lord.
我们需要主动的选择把我们自己降服在主的手中。
You know, we praise the Lord, He never asks us to do anything that He hasn't already done first.
我们感谢赞美主，因为主从来没有要求我们做一件他自己没有做过的事情。
We praise the Lord that He is indeed our pattern.
我们感谢主，他就是那个模型。
And so some examples in how we can surrender is we can surrender in our prayer life.
我们举个例子来讲说，我们在我们的祷告生活里面，我们可以来学习降服。
You know, before I had shared on the need for us to be alert in our prayers.
之前的话呢，我曾经分享过说，在我们的祷告里面，我们需要警醒。
in our reading of His Word, you know, we need to be able to meditate upon His Word.
当我们读主的话的时候，我们需要来思想主的话语。
In our denying of ourselves, we need to daily deny ourselves. And what that means is our thoughts need to be governed by the Lord.
在舍己的事情上面的话呢，我们每一天都需要来弃绝我们自己的思想。
The Lord reminds us to have this mind of Christ or the mindset of Christ in Philippians chapter 2.
在腓立比书第二章里面说，我们需要以基督耶稣的心为心。
The Lord also reminds us that our will or our desires need to be committed to Him.
主也提醒我们说，我们的意志也需要降服在主的手中。
So we surrender ourselves in our thoughts and in our will.
我们把我们的意志，把我们的心思意念都降服在主的手中。
And then in our ways or in our actions.
甚至我们的每天走的路，每一天的生活，每一天的行动，也都要降服在主的手中。
In Psalm chapter 37, verse 4 and 5, and we will not go into the passages in the interest of time. We know that David, you know, expresses this desire.
在诗篇37篇里面，我们也看见说，大卫也表达了这样的一个心思。
He expresses this desire to delight, you know, in the Lord, and then He will give us the desires of our heart.
他在这里说，他愿意把自己完全交在主的手中，使主喜悦。
It is not that we first get our desires and then we delight, but we delight first, then the Lord gives us the desires of our heart.
我们先要来喜悦主的旨意，然后把自己交在神的手中，那么使神的旨意能够成就到我们身上。
Similarly, we commit our ways to Him, then He will establish our paths.
也一样，当我们把自己交在主的手中的时候，主就能够做成他的工作。
Not that we first make our plans and ask the Lord to endorse it, but it's the opposite.
我们不是自己来制定自己的计划，求主来祝福，而是反过来，我们先来寻求主的心意，按照主的心意来做我们的，来过我们的生活。
And we know that King David is one that definitely experienced this in his life.
我们知道，在圣经里面，大卫王就是很好的例子。
And throughout the scriptures, we see so many examples that through the actions where people have learned to surrender themselves to the Lord.
在圣经里面，我们看见很多的例子，人们通过日常的行事为人来学习降服主。We
definitely see the Lord Jesus Christ, His example.
我们看见主耶稣基督在地上的时候，也是一个完美的榜样。Where
He said, "Not my will, but yours be done."
他在那里说，父啊，不要按照我的意思，乃是按照你的意思来成就。We
see the example of Mary who broke the alabaster flask of ointment. The entire flask was broken.
我们看见玛利亚。 打破香膏的玉瓶，把香膏浇在主的身上。
We see the example of the boy who offered up the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, everything that he had.
我们看见那个小男孩在旷野里面的时候，把他仅有的5饼2鱼来献给主。
We see the example of the old woman who gave all that she had in the offering, the 2 copper coins, all that she had.
我们也看见在圣殿里面那个穷寡妇，她把她仅有的2个小钱完全投在奉献箱里面。
We have the example of the widow in who gave the remaining of her flour and oil to bake bread for Elijah.
我们也看见在那个寡妇把仅有的面和油都做成饼来供应以利亚。
In all of these actions, they gave up their all, but they received something of much far greater in return. Of value in return.
在所有的这些行动里面，你看见说他们把自己所有的一切都摆上，完全降服给主。你看见说在这个过程里面，主就使他们大大的经历的主的工作和祝福。So
again, the Lord is reminding me and reminding us that He desires for us to fully surrender to Him.
这里主在提醒我们说，他愿意，他盼望我们能够完全的降服在他的手中。And
when we fully surrender, something very beautiful happens.
当我们在完全降服的时候，那么就有一些美好的事情要发生。You
know, we're able to move from one experience to the other.
我们可以从一个经历可以被带到另外一个更高的经历里面去。We
are able to taste and see then that the Lord indeed is good.
我们就能够来预尝天恩，能够尝到主的美善。So
the Lord doesn't want us to just remain in that one experience, but He wants us to move from one experience to the other in Him.
主不满意我们只是停留在一个
It's like going to all you can eat buffet. Imagine if all you did was you just went and ate one dish that you liked and you just ate that whole dish the whole time, then I would ask you, why did you go to the buffet in the first place?
就举个生活中的例子来讲的话，当我们去吃 buffet 的时候，那个如果你只是吃一道菜，那么我就问你说，为什么你只是那一道菜呢？有那么多丰盛的其他的菜，你为什么不尝一尝呢？
The Lord wants us to, you know, try out, taste and see that the Lord is good. One experience to the next, we surrender ourselves, we experience the sweetness behind it, and then that allows us to then move on to the next step.
主也是和这样的丰富，他让我们在他里面不断的品尝他的丰富，从一个经历被带到另外一个更高更深的经历里面去。
And we know that when we surrender our all, we experience this, the sweetness of the Lord's presence, but we also experience His filling.
当我们来完全降服在给主的时候，我们就能够尝到在主里面的肥甘，在他里面的甜美，在他里面的饱足。
And then we experience His goodness.
我们就能够尝到主的美善。
You know, again, going back to King David, we see, his experiences where he talks about delighting and, you know, in the Lord and how sweet it is. In Psalm chapter 19, verse 10, he talks about, you know, the law of the Lord. And we, again, in interest of time, we will not go into those passages.
在诗篇19篇里面，那也提到，就是这大卫的诗篇，讲到说，这他喜爱主的旨意，这主的旨意是比蜜更甘甜。且比芬芳夏地的蜜甘甜。
He says it's sweeter than this, than the honeycomb.
比芬芳夏地的蜜还要甘甜。
So brothers and sisters, as we are in this new year, may we truly, come before the Lord and to examine ourselves before Him.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在一年的开头的时候，我们每一个人都来到主的面前，在圣灵的光中来查验我们自己。
And ask the Lord to search our hearts and to reveal to us what are those things in our heart that we are unwilling to let go.
我们求主来光照我们，让我们里面还有，让我们看见我们里面还有什么地方没有完全降服给主的。
If there are things in our lives that we are unwilling to let go, that is exactly the thing that our Lord is after.
如果我们生活中间，我们的心中还有哪些点没有被主得着的，那么那些地方我们就要完全降服给主。
And we thank the Lord, He is such a wonderful, God that when He asks us to surrender, it is not like our earthly kings who just want to take.But he actually wants to give us more of himself without measure.
我们感谢主，我们的主不像世上的君王一样是只收取不给予的。我们的主，他要我们降服的目的是要大大的祝福我们，他把自己的丰富给我们。
So brothers and sisters, again, without measure, he wants to pour out his abundance, his fullness upon us and in us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的主的心是要把他自己的生命没有限量的浇灌在我们的里面。
This is who our Lord is.
这就是我们的主。
He is not only our God who loves us, but He has saved us, and indeed He has saved us not just from sin, but also from ourselves.
他是那位救主，他不光是把我们从罪里面拯救出来，他把我们从自己里面拯救出来。
So may we learn this year to once again fully surrender and to truly taste and see that the Lord is good.
那我们在新的一年里面来学习，在主的面前完全的降服。来尝尝主的美肥甘，尝尝主的甜美，尝尝他的美善。
I will end my sharing here.
我的分享就到这里。
4:7.
哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像耶和华我们的神，在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？
For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as is the Lord our God whenever we call on Him?
这节经文中有一个重要的字就是相近。
And, there's a very a key word here and that is near.
我们感谢神，在这节经文很清楚我们看见神是喜悦，很乐意来亲近我们。
And we thank the Lord that, through this, verse, we can see that that God desires to draw near to us.
实际上我们知道神是很乐意住在他的百姓当中。
And he desires to live among his people.
甚至在圣经上有描述说神是把我们像婴孩一样宝宝在他的怀中。
And even in the Bible, it speaks on how the Lord desires to, hold us as a baby close to his bosom.
但是当人类犯罪之后。
But after man, has sinned,
罪就成为神与我们交通的一个阻隔。
The sin is something that separates us from the fellowship with the Father.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
因为我们神没有忘记，没有放弃他原初的心意。
Because he did not forget his original purpose and his original heart.
所以我们在圣经中很清楚看见当人堕落之后。
So we see clearly that after the fall of man,
神就在做恢复的工作。
That God was doing the work of redemption.
所以我们感谢神。
And so we thank him.
我们接下来读一下新约的希伯来书。
Next, let's turn to Hebrews,
第九章第三节。
Chapter 9, verse 3.
希伯来书第九章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 3.
第二幔子后又有一层帐幕叫做至圣所。
And behind the second veil there was a tabernacle which is called the most holy place.
我们知道在不论在旧约的时候不论在摩西的时代他建造会幕。
We know that in the Old Testament, Moses constructed the tabernacle.
或者在所罗门时代他建造圣殿。
Or, in the time of Solomon when he built the temple.
所以在不论是会幕或是圣殿我们知道其中有一块地方是非常非常特别的。
We know that, whether it was the tabernacle or the temple, we know that there was a space that was, incredibly special.
这就是我们刚才读到的经文至圣所。
And this is the most holy place.
那我们知道至圣所这三个字实在是我们一读就知道它的意思。
And when we read most holy place, we know the meaning of these words.
因为这里就讲到说这个地方是最最最圣洁的地方。
And we know that the place that it speaks on is something that is the most, it is the most holy of places.
那我们也知道说在全宇宙当中最圣洁的就是我们的神了。
And we know that in all creation, the most holy thing is the Lord himself.
所以我们感谢神，神在这个旧约里面借着至圣所告诉我们他的本性。
And so we thank the Lord that through the Old Testament, He was to show us that the most holy place was a part of His nature.
就是他是完全圣洁、完全公义的。
That He is the most holy and that He is the most,
righteous.
所
以这是为什么说当我们犯罪之后我们就不能再亲近神了。
So this is to say that after we sinned, this is why we could not, commune with the Lord.
因为我们刚才读了这节经文我们也看到说在至圣所前面神也定规说要立一个幔子。
And because we see that before the most holy place that there was a veil that was covering it.
因为神就是告诉我们说现在罪人不能再靠近神了。
And this was to say that the sinners could not draw near to the Lord.
所以如果说我们要加深我们自己的印象我们可以说那个幔子呢就好像一个招牌。
And so we can see that this veilis something of a sign for us.
然后在这个招牌上面你画一个大的红圈。
And so on this sign, we can, if you were to draw a big red circle.
然后在红圈里面呢你写上罪人。
And in the circle, you wrote sinners.
然后你再画一个横的横杠。
And you, draw a slash through that.
所以我们一看到这个招牌我们就知道说就意思就是说禁止罪人。
And if we see this sign, we know that sinners cannot enter.
就是说我们罪人是不能进到至圣所。
That we as sinners cannot enter into this holy place.
这就是神在旧约中借着这个事物给我们看见或者是说预表。
And this was a picture that the Lord was able to show us through the Old Testament.
因为我们知道说神就是告诉我们说神是最圣洁最公义的神。
And we see that the Lord is trying to say that He is the most holy and He is the most righteous.
那现在罪呢就阻隔把我们跟神隔开了。
And that sin is the one that is separating us from Him.
但感谢神我们刚才说过神从来没有忘记他原来的心意。
But we thank the Lord that we said earlier that God never forgot His original purpose.
所以神为了解决我们罪的问题他就差他的儿子来到世上。
And in order to deal with this problem of sin, he sent his only son.
所以我们刚才说，当神的儿子在地上完成救恩的时候。
And so when we see, that his son has accomplished the salvation upon this earth.
那我们就知道说，福音书上记载了一个非常重要的提醒。
And we see that in the Gospels, it recorded a very good reminder for us.
因为当主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们舍命流血的时候
Because while Jesus was upon the cross, while he was, crucified,
在福音书上特别记载说
In the Gospels, it, specifically records,
因为在那个时候他记载说殿里的幔子从上到下列为两半
That it records in the Gospels that the veil was torn in two.
所以我们感谢神本来神设这个幔子就告诉说罪人是不能进来的。
Because originally, this veil was a symbol that sinners could not enter. But we thank the Lord that after Jesus accomplished this salvation, this veil was opened. And so we thank God.
所以现在呢,
that through the precious blood of Jesus that we can draw near to him. And we see in James chapter 4 verse 8.
这是因为现在主耶稣基督完成这个救恩了。
And it was because Jesus has already accomplished this salvation.
所以神现在甚至可以来劝勉我们，告诉我们说， 你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
That in James it reminds us that come close to God and he will come close to you.
所以我们现在可以真是靠着我们主耶稣基督的救恩，我们可以靠近神。So
that through this salvation that we can draw near to the Lord.
因为我们知道在圣经上也讲说神的一个本性，他说神像烈火一样 consuming fire.
That it says in the Bible that God's nature is like a consuming fire.
所以原来我们靠着我们罪人的身份一到神面前，那就必定是灭亡的。
That if we were to enter, if we were to go into the presence of God with our sinful nature, that we would meet our end.
所以我们可以想到说，那时候在旧约中有一个故事是尼布甲尼撒王的故事。
And in the Old Testament, there's a story of King Nebuchadnezzar.
因为那时候他下令说把那个火窑加热七倍。
That it says that he increased the temperature of the furnace 7 times.
因为我想。 尼布甲尼撒王一定想说，这个火窑这么热，这个但以理三个朋友一放进去，一定是变成烧成灰一样。And
Nebuchadnezzar must have thought that if we increase the flames and the heat, that the three friends of Daniel could not survive.
除非有神的救恩。Unless
there was the salvation of God.
我想这是一个类似的图画在这里。And
so we see that this is a very similar picture.
所以如果没有神的救恩，
if we did not have the salvation of God,
我们一靠近神一定是灭亡的。
That if we were to draw near to him, that we would surely die.
但是我们现在感谢神。
But we thank God.
靠着主耶稣基督的血, 我们就可以亲近神。
That through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus, that we can draw near to him.
而且神给我们特别的应许, 照着我们刚才读雅各书是, 我们亲近神, 神就必亲近我们。
And that he has made this promise that we see in James, that if we draw near to him, that he will come close to us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这个末后的时代，
And so, brothers and sisters, we thank him that in these end times,
我们觉得说亲近神实在是一个我们每位弟兄姊妹应该好好学习的。
That we should realize that drawing near to the Lord is a lesson that we should all learn.
因为实在没有什么其他的方式可以帮助我们在这末后的日子。
That there is no other way or path that we can take that can live up to this.
好，我们接下来我们就交通几点啊，我们亲近神的一些，也许是彼此的帮助，彼此的提醒。And
so following, we'll share some important reminders.
好，我们第一点，其实我们刚才已经稍微提到了。And
this first point we have already kind of mentioned.
在亲近神的时候。
That when we draw near to the Lord,
我们第一点应该被提醒,
the first point that we should be reminded of,
我们一定要靠着主耶稣基督的血,
that we need to come through the blood of Christ.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
是的, 我们现在不像在旧约的百姓一样说要带着这些，要献上这些祭物,
that we don't have to live in the Old Testament and we have to bring animal sacrifices.
因为我们主耶稣基督他自己已经完全做成那个
Because the Lord Jesus was brought as the ultimate sacrifice.
但是呢, 我们应该被提醒, 我们若想要来到神面前, 我们不能不忘记主耶稣基督的救恩。
But we should be reminded that if we wanted to draw near to God, that we should not forget the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus.
而且我们知道主耶稣基督的血是实在是大有功用。
And we know that his blood is all covering.
因为我们也知道说我们应该常常靠着主耶稣基督的血来洁净我们一切的不义。
And we should realize that we need to rely upon this blood to cover all of us.
所以为什么在启示录第7章14节那里有说到。
And so it speaks in Revelation chapter 7 verse 14.
他说曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
It says they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
那我们都知道，罪我们人，我们衣服脏了，我们就要拿去洗。
And we know that when our clothes become dirty, we bring them to be washed.
但是在属灵上的时候，感觉说我们在这世界上行走的时候，我们常常沾染了很多罪。
But in a spiritual term, as we walk this earth, as we are filled with sin,
所以我们必须常常靠着主耶稣基督的血，把我们这个衣裳，属灵的衣裳洗干净。
We need to rely upon the blood to wash our spiritual clothes.
因为神的确告诉我们说，非圣洁，没有人能够见主。
Because
if we are not holy, we cannot see.
It speaks in the Bible that if we are not holy, that we cannot see the face of God.
所以我们只能靠主耶稣基督的血，才能在神面前称义，成为圣洁。
And so we can only rely upon Jesus and His blood in order to be cleansed.
那我们第二点提醒呢，就是 当我们亲近神的时候,
and the second point is that when we draw near to the Lord, we should know that we come into His presence.
And
if we can also say that we enter into the house of God.
所以在父神的家中，我们应该有哪些态度呢?
And if we enter into His family, what attitude should we have?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，他自己给了我们一个很好的榜样。That
the Lord Jesus was a wonderful example for us.
因为我们知道在路加福音第二章那里有记载。We
know that in Luke chapter 2, it reminds us.
因为那里记载说，主耶稣基督在地上肉身的父母亲呢，每年都会上，在逾越节的时候会上耶路撒冷去。That
the Lord Jesus, when he was a child, that his family would enter, would go to Jerusalem once a year.
那在主耶稣基督12岁的时候,
and when the Lord Jesus was 12 years old,
那时候他们家还是一样照常一样每年上到耶路撒冷去,
that year they went to Jerusalem again,
然后过逾越节,
to celebrate the feast of the Passover.
所以那逾越节结束之后呢，那父母亲就当然他们就要回家,
and after the feast was over, they obviously needed to go home.
但是他父母亲走了一天之后,
but after his parents had left for one day,
然后才发现说，哎，怎么没有看到主耶稣基督？
They realized that the Lord Jesus was not with them.
所以他们就又去找他。
And so they went to go find him.
所以他们就又回到耶路撒冷去。
And they went back to Jerusalem.
然后就看见主耶稣基督在圣殿里面。
And they saw Jesus in the temple.
那时候我们亲爱的主，他就回答他的父母亲这样一句话。
And Jesus answered his earthly parents with this phrase.
他说，岂不知我应当在我父的家里吗？
And he said, did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?
那这句话呢，它有另外的一个翻译，照着原文呢，应该也可以翻译成说，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
And there's another translation for this, one that is more literal. It says, do you not know that I had to be in the things of my father?
这感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
所以主耶稣基督他在神的家中，在父的家中，他就是以父家的事为念。
In the house of God, that he was to be in the things of his father.
所以当我们来亲近神的时候,
and so when we draw near to the Lord,
所以我们是在父的家中,
we are in his house.
所以我们应该是所想所思念的应该就是父家的事。
And so we should have our minds set upon the things of the Father.
就是我们应该在亲近神的时候，我们应该想说，主的旨意是什么？
And so when we draw near to him, we should have in our hearts what is our Father's desire.
在这幕后的世代，在我个人的身上，究竟主他的旨意是什么？
In these end times, we should think what our Father desires for us.
所以我们感谢神。
And so we thank God.
所以在亲近神的时候，这一点是我们可以来实行的。
That while we draw near to the Lord, that this is something that we can experience.
所以我们应当是以父家的事为念。
That we should live out the things of the Father.
好，那我们还有一点提醒呢，就是读神的话。
And another thing of important reminder is to is about His Word.
因为我们知道在亲近神的时候，可能很多弟兄姐妹想说，哎，要怎么样去亲近神？
And when we come to think of how to draw near to the Lord,
那弟兄姐妹觉得，哎，要怎样去亲近神？
Brothers and sisters might think, what is something that I can do to draw near to the Lord?
其实我们看见说，其实读神的话就是来亲近神。
And we can clearly see that when we read his word, that this is an example of drawing near to him.
我们来读一下约翰福音六章六十三节。
And so let's turn to John chapter 6 verse 63.
约翰福音六章六十三节这里讲到。
In John chapter 6 verse 63 it says,
他说叫人活着的乃是灵,肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵,就是生命。
It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh provides no benefit. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
所以我们看见说主耶稣基督他告诉我们神的话就是灵就是生命。
So we see here that the Lord Jesus has told us that his spirit is life and gives life.
所以我们来到神面前事实上这是最重要的就是我们在灵里面跟神交通。
And so when we enter into this communion with the Lord, that this is the most important, that when we read his word, that we can have this fellowship. Because his word is life. And so when we read his word, that we are drawing near to the Lord himself. And I trust brothers and sisters are also very familiar with John chapter 1 verse 1.
因为这里讲到说太初有道,道与神同在,道就是神。
And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
所以这个话就是神。
And so the Word was God.
当我们如果注意一下,这里讲到这个道呢,就是在希腊文是用这个logos这个字。
And if we pay attention to the original translation, that this Greek word is logos, or word.
那logos也是话。
And logos is word.
只是说它这个话呢，它有一个比较一个含义，就是说它是一个完整的思想。
But it is the more literal translation is a complete thought.
所以我们感谢神。
And so we thank God.
当神把圣经启示给我们的时候，
that when he gave us his word,
它这个圣经里面的话，我们可以说没有废话。
That this word, there is nothing that is not needed.
因为这里这个神所说的话就是彰显神的自己。
And that because through these words that we can see the Lord himself.
我们也知道说在诗篇上有一句话讲到说神的话是像银子被炼过七次的银子一样。
Because in Psalms we see that there is also, it speaks on the Lord as a refined silver.
That was word.
A refined, as word.
所以神的话是非常纯洁的。
And so the Lord's word is something that is pure.
因为神的话就是代表神的自己。
Because the word of the Lord is himself.
所以我们感谢神,当我们看到这些圣经上的提醒的时候。
And so when we see the reminders through this Bible.
所以我们现在明白说,其实我们要亲近神,我们应该也要来常读神的话。
That we realize that when we want to draw near to the Lord, that we need to read his word.
所以这是一个非常实际的动作。
And this is a practical example.
所以当我们蒙恩得救之后，我们常常有弟兄姐妹提醒我们或劝勉我们。
And so after we are saved, the many brothers and sisters often remind us.
我们应该读神的话。
That we should read the word.
那我们感谢神,今天早晨我们也看见说,我们读神的话的时候,我们就是来亲近神的自己。
And we thank the Lord that we see this morning that when we read the word of God, that we are drawing near to him.
所以感谢神,我们今天早晨可以借着这一点,亲近神,我们来彼此勉励。
And so we thank the Lord that this morning, that through this idea of drawing near to the Lord, that we can encourage one another.
我们也完全相信呢,这是神的心意。
And we trust that this is the Lord's desire.
因为神真是愿意亲近我们。
Because he desires to draw near to us.
那他也愿意我们在这个末后的世代,我们也学习来亲近他。
And he desires that in these end times that we should learn to draw near to him.
好,那我交通就停在这里。
And this will conclude my sharing.
我们再有一点祷告。Let's
have a further word of prayer.
我们主耶稣基督,我们感谢你。
Our Lord Jesus, we thank you.
是你做成这个救恩,
because you are the one who has accomplished the salvation.
所以使我们今天早晨,
and so this morning, that with brothers and sisters, we can enter into your presence.
主啊,是的,我们在你面前,
and as we come before you, Lord, we come completely before you.
我们也好像照着我们弟兄今天早晨交通的,
And like our brother shared this morning, that we bring all of ourselves before your presence. And so, Lord, we thank you that through your salvation, that we can draw near to the Father. And that before the Father, that we have been cleansed. And that we are righteous and we are saved.
主啊,
and so, Lord, we cannot but bow down before your presence. And Lord, we thank you. We are to praise you. We give you all the glory. And only through you that we can live a life that is pleasing to you. We thank you for your presence this morning. May you hear our prayers.
奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好, 我们感谢神, 我们今天早晨, 虽然一些有技术上的问题, 但是我们相信主的同在并没有减少。
We thank the Lord that even though we had some technical difficulties this morning, we know that the Lord's presence was still with us.
特别是我们的神是无所不在的。
Because our Lord is never lacking.
我们一直常常来把我们自己交在他的手里。
And that we can continue to place ourselves into his hands. And that we can draw near to him. And following, we have some short announcements. And we encourage brothers and sisters to go onto our website to read more in-depth.
那我们因为疫情的关系，我们各样的聚会仍然在线上举行。
And because of this COVID-19 pandemic, that we are continuing to have our meetings on an online platform.
我们继续彼此鼓励，我们聚会的生活不要中断。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to not lack in these meetings.
我们周二有祷告聚会，周五、周六有读经聚会。
And that Tuesday we have our prayer meetings, and Friday and Saturday the Bible studies.
我们下个主日的聚会，我们有 两位弟兄来交通。And
next Sunday we have two brothers who are sharing with us.
杨信远弟兄和林环弟兄。And
brothers Sandy Yang and brother Juan Lin.
有两位弟兄翻译的服饰，徐浩宇弟兄和柯云弟兄。And
two brothers will be interpreting, brothers Nelson Chu and brother Yun Ke.
我们请弟兄姐妹们继续为我们这四位弟兄的服饰来祷告。And
please continue to pray for our four brothers' services.
也为我们自己在主面前能够听他的话来祷告。As
well as ourselves, that we can listen to these words.
儿童聚会呢，星期五是晚上是7点到7点45。And
the children's meeting on Friday night is from 7 to 7:45.
那儿童聚会在主日呢，是12点到12点50。And
the Sunday children's meeting is from 12 to 12:50.
我们请鼓励儿童的家长们每天可以陪孩子们一起来读经，来亲近主。And
we encourage the parents of these children to lead your children in Bible reading and prayer.
如果你需要2020年奉献的收据，可以和郑杰明弟兄联络。And
if you need a offering receipts for the year 2020,
可以和郑杰明弟兄联络。Please
contact Brother James Chen.
孙弟兄在去年在温州的特会中释放的信息，现在已经在我们聚会的网站上。And
Brother Sun gave a series of messages in for Wenzhou in the year 2020, and those are currently online.
欢迎弟兄姊妹到我们聚会的网站来看。
And so we welcome brothers and sisters to go online to listen to these messages.
这个信息呢是只有中文。
And these messages are only in Chinese.
我们也弟兄姐妹继续为着神的儿女们来祷告。
And so we continue to ask brothers and sisters to pray for his children.
也为着美国这个我们在这个国家来祷告。
And that we can pray for America as a country.
愿我们真是有更多的弟兄姊妹能回转，也有更多的福音朋友能够回转。
That many will turn back to him.
好，感谢主。
We thank the Lord. This will conclude our announcements.
好,
and we'll end our meeting here today.
好, 弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters, goodbye.